O Allah makes me, or makes me and Ummu Imara and her sons neighbors in the Jannah. قال اللهم ارزقني اللهم اجعلهم رفقائي في الجنة أم عمارة وابنيها. أم عمارة and her two sons, oh Allah, made us together in Jannah. أم عمارة said, والله this is was more beloved to me than anything else you can imagine. This is the heart of the believers. They came to the Prophet ﷺ, the woman saying, Ya Rasulallah, it's not fair that all of your time going with men. We need times. We want to have time for us. Then the Prophet ﷺ gave them Monday. Monday for women only. Teaching them. They come to him and they ask him. They talk to him. They loved him so much, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he gave khutbah til Eid, the second khutbah, he used to leave the minbar and he will go all the way to the woman's side and he will give them his side, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his shoulder, not facing them directly. Then he will give them a speech, a special one. So he will be close to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because still he is the prophet for all of the ummah. They loved him. Do you know that there is women among the sahaba who give bay'at al-radwan? You know what bay'at al-radwan is? Bay'at al-radwan, when a group of the Muslims from Medina came to the Prophet ﷺ and they shake the Prophet ﷺ hands, and they promised the Prophet ﷺ that they will save him, even though if this is request them to be killed in order to save Muhammad ﷺ. They have no problem with that. To sacrifice their own soul for saving Muhammad ﷺ. Do you know that among them there were more than 10 women? Among them. But the Prophet ﷺ said, I don't shake hands with women. إِنِّي لَا أُصَافِحُ النِّسَاءِ. Shake everybody hands, but said, we don't shake hands, women's hands. And that's what the Muslims should. They loved him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of the women, once the Prophet ﷺ slept in her place. What she did, she put a piece of cotton, like a towel, underneath of the Prophet ﷺ's neck, like in his neck, like in his pillow. And was made of cotton. And she said, did that for purpose, so it will suck the Prophet ﷺ's sweat. And she said, after that, I squeeze it in a bottle. And one of the Prophet ﷺ's quote of his body that he used to sweat. And the Sahaba described his sweat, the sweat comes out of his body, he said, it looks so white as if it is pearl, lu'lu', and smells so good. That woman, she said, I squeezed this sweat from the cotton, from that towel, in a container, a small container, and I used it as a perfume, and it was the most beautiful smell I ever had in my life. This love is not only exist in the heart of men, it's also on the women's. And this is the way it should be. Let's start with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's start from top, from his hair sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such beautiful hair. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was so beautiful. First of all, he had a dark hair. It was a dark black hair. His hair, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was a very dark hair, black. And his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was long hair. And I mean by long hair, it used to reach his shoulder, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair reach his hair, his shoulder, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the longest hair he had. And sometimes he cut his hair until it would reach his ear, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It will cover his ear, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So his hair were usually between, when it's short, it will reach his ear, cover his ear. When it's long, it will reach his shoulder, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he would shave his hair. He shaved his hair when he made Umrah 4 times and Hajj in the 5th. So he shaved his head 5 times. And maybe also when he made Hijama, as you will know, inshallah, soon. His hair, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was not a very heavy curly hair, like kinky hair. Neither wasn't a very straight hair. It was not a very curly or kinky hair like the Africans. Neither a straight or very straight hair like the Far East people, the Chinese, or like the Western. It was a kind of wavy hair, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His hair was wavy in the middle. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam been described that way by Anas and several of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam companion. And I tell you, from now on, all the ahadith I brought, it is the description been given by several of the Sahaba, because I don't want to have time to go over every narration who said it, unless there is any need for that. The people who narrate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I use most, is Anas radiallahu anhu and Ali and Hind and Jabir, and other than that. كان شعر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بالمتجعد كشعور الأفارقة ولا بالمسترسل كشعور الأعاجم بل كان مسترسلا مسرحا شعره صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس بالجعد القطط ولا بالسبط. السبط مسترسل جدا. والقطط أو الجعد هو المتجعد. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شعره ما بين شحمة أذنيه إلى عاتقه، إن طال إلى عاتقه وإن قصر يغطي أذنيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا قيل أنه إلى نصف أذنيه. أنس رضي الله عنه, he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's hair covered not his all ear, half of his ear. So it might be only covering half of his ear, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Aisha radiallahu anha said once, I used to wash with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together, take shower together. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair was not long enough to touch his shoulder and was not short to reach his, or not short to cover his ear. It was in the middle between his ear and his shoulder, which it means like in the cover almost half of his neck. So you see, different ahadith shows you that because the Prophet used to cut his hair, sometimes he would leave it to so long to cover his, to reach his shoulder, sometimes it will only cover half of his ear or to reach his ear. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used also to allowed Aisha radiallahu anha and others than Aisha from his wife to make his hair sallallahu alayhi wa sallam braid his hair sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in some narrations Ummu Hanit said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has 4 braids and both from each side, and I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ear appear between from each side, like he has 2 in each side, and his ear was in the middle between them. She saw that, I saw him in Mecca when he entered Mecca. So that showed you that his hair is long, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Arab people in that time, it was very common for their men to braid their hair. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the first of his life, he didn't used to part his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will not part his hair. Because in that time, the people of book, the Jewish and Christian, they used to part, the Jewish and Christian, they do not part their heads. But the kuffar, the disbeliever in Mecca, the mushrikeen in Mecca, they used to part their hair. But the people of book, they used not to part their hair. So the Prophet ﷺ, he has to choose. He should part his hair like the kuffar, the disbeliever, or not like the people of book. So he chose to copy the people of book because at least they are Jewish and Christian holding to a book or a message. But after the Prophet ﷺ opened Mecca and there is no more disbelievers remain in Mecca, he start parting his hair sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order not to copy the mushrikeen, to copy the people of book. So in end of his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it ends up with parting his hair sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I told you, his hair was so black and he had no gray hair or white hair except a few. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I accounted them 20 white hair in his beard and his head. In some narration, I accounted them only 14. Sometimes you will surprise, how come 14 and 20? You might say they were 14 then increase, and some said no, because the Prophet ﷺ used to use the henna. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to use the henna, and he will mix the henna with another herb. It called kutum. It's give a very dark color to the hair. It almost looks like black, but it's not. It's a very dark brown color. And he will, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mix the henna with this herb, the kutum, together. Then he will, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yasbugh, yani, dye his beard and his head, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with it. He will dye his beard and his head with it, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, some of the Sahaba said the Prophet ﷺ hair was like reddish, red. But it was not red. It was from the henna. It was from the henna. Therefore, you see some of the narration said, I have one of the Prophet ﷺ hair and it was red. As a matter of fact, it wasn't red, but because of the henna, they used to put it in the head. The henna is a kind of herb also. The people use it and it's very healthy for the hair and very make the hair very healthy and make the hair looks shining. And that shows you something, that the Prophet ﷺ used to take care of his hair. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man kana lahu sha'r falyukrim." Whoever had or whoever grows hair, he should take care of it. Therefore, Imam Ahmad was asked, why you do not grow your hair? You're not allowed your hair to be long. You cut your hair, it's not the sunnah. And Imam Ahmad used to follow the sunnah. He said, rahimahullah, la taqata lana bih. He said, Imam Ahmad, it's very hard to maintain the hair, to keep it in a good shape. So if you cannot take care of your hair, cut it. Don't keep it messy or looks bad, or you don't clean it, cut it and make it short so it can be easier for you. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to brush his hair, and he will let Aisha radiallahu anha do that, even though while he's making i'tikaf. He's making i'tikaf now in the masjid. Yani he left everything out from this dunya and he's in the masjid. He will go to his his house next to his masjid. He will put sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his head from the window. He's in the masjid, and the window open toward the masjid. He will put his head inside his home through the window, and he will let Aisha to wash it and brush it and braid his head. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how much he take care of himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to looks nice. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hair was so beautiful, as I told you, and everybody said that when he saw him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the most beautiful face. In so many narrations, the Sahaba said, like radiyallahu an Jabir, he said, I was looking to the moon when it was a full moon night, and I was looking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam face. Wallahi, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam face was more beautiful than the moon when it is full moon. لقد كنت أنظر إلى وجه رسول الله وأنظر إلى البدر ووالله لوجه رسول الله أحلى وأجمل من البدر. Ibn Abbas said, when you see his face, you will see light comes out of it. Nur comes out of his face. Very shining. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam face was a rounder face, as you see, been described like a full moon. But in fact, it was not exactly a rounder face. It's not a round, like a circle, no. Almost a rounder face. As Ali radiallahu anhu said, وَكَانَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَيْسَ بِالْمُكَلْثَمِ يعني ليس بالمدور تماما. وفي رواية قال كان في وجهه تدوير. البراء was asked once, is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's face looks like the sword? They mean long face. He said, no, it was like the full moon. As a matter of fact, it was more beautiful than the full moon, he said. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his face, as I told you, was shining. Very shining. In this beautiful face, he had a wide eyes, beautiful eyes. Whoever looked to his eyes, he will imagine that he had kuhul, but he didn't, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It looks like naturally, as if it has kuhul, his eyes, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wide. وَكَانَتْ عَيْنَيِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شِقُّهَا بَعِيدٌ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم eyes was wide, and it was very dark black. It was very black. His eyes was black, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ad'aj al-aynayn. Wa kan 'aynayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shadid al-sawad. Wa kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam fi bayad 'aynayhi humrah. You see this, the white area inside your eyes or in your eyes? The white area? It was not a pure white, it was white mixed with red, a kind of reddish. Inna bi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kana ashkal al-ayn. Qala shu'ba li-simak ma ashkal al-ayn? Qala ya'ni tawil shiq al-ayn. Kanat shiq ayn yabda min khaddih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawil, a long eye. And above this, or this beautiful eyes, surrounded with eyelashes. Or there's eyelashes. And they were thick and black and curly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eyelashes were thick and black and curly. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أهدب الأشفار. And the Prophet ﷺ's his eyebrows, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also were black and thick. There is a lot of hair on them, and they were almost connected. above his nose, but they were not completely connected. And they were curved, like a curve, above his eye, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as been described. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أزج الحواجب سوابغ في غير قرن صلى الله عليه وسلم. And above this beautiful eyebrows, he had a wide forehead, and it was rosy, his forehead صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The color of his forehead was rosy, as been mentioned in Hadith Hind. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ضليع الفم يعني واسع الفم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his mouth was long also. In his face, it was not a small mouth he had صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And there is a space between his teeth صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has a wide mouth and a space between his teeth صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. His teeth صلى الله عليه وسلم were straight in order, in a perfect shape, until the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم teeth were broken. Some of them were broken صلى الله عليه وسلم, like in الطائف, when he went to الطائف to deliver da'wah and they rejected him صلى الله عليه وسلم. And some of the ignorance among them, they stoned the Prophet ﷺ and hit the Muhammad ﷺ, and to the extent that some of these rocks broke the Prophet ﷺ's teeth, his molar teeth. And also this, the same thing happened to him in Uhud ﷺ, in the battle of Uhud. His teeth, some of his teeth were broken during the battle of Uhud. Otherwise, his teeth were straight and perfect, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they were white. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سهل الخدين. يعني إيش سهل الخدين؟ ليس فيهما بروز. The Prophet sallam had a high cheekbones. Had a high cheekbones. So basically there is not a lot of meat in his cheek, because this is not a something in that day good to be describe a man with. It is good in the women's, but it's not good in the men, as a quality of the body, in the, at least in that culture. And his cheek sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rosy. His cheeks were rosy. The color of his cheek were rosy. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had a big beard صلى الله عليه وسلم. It used to cover his neck and the upper part of his chest, from shoulder to shoulder, like this صلى الله عليه وسلم. And you can hear, and it was curly. His beard صلى الله عليه وسلم were curly, was not straight. And sometimes the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he recite silently, whispering, when he recite, you can hear his beard moving, like the sound of the hair, because of his talk. That means it was very big beard. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم never ever cut anything from his beard. Never been narrated the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم shaved his beard or take anything from it. He used to grow his beard sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he ordered the Muslims to do so. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beard were black, and he used to dye his beard with henna and kutum. And once he saw a man, his beard is big but it's messy. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, why you do not take care of your hair? Can't you fix it? But not fix it like today to cut it and almost shave it. No, fixing it by brushing it. And some scholar said, if there is like hairs coming out, or like taking, it's like making it looks bad, like one or two or three hair, you can carried. Some scholars like Imam Malik rahimahullah said that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never cut anything from his beard sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had a light mustache. You can see he used to cut his mustache to the extent you can see the color of his skin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Underneath of that hair, so he will not grow his mustache sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be thick to the extent you can't see the skin underneath of his mustache. No, it was light. You can see what's under it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, in some narration, he cut his mustache from the sides, and he never allowed his mustache to grow over his upper lips sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to put the miswak above his upper lips like that, or on his mustache, then he will cut whatever extra. Will cut whatever extra with the scissors, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he had umfuqah. Wal-umfuqah, hiya al-sha'ru al-nabit tahta al-shifati al-sufla wa bayna al-dhuqn. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had umfuqah. Umfuqah, it is the hair which is grow under the lower lips. This hair here under your lower lips, it calls umfuqah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had hair in this part, and he used to leave it and he didn't shave it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is show that it is separate from his beard. You can tell it's something separate from the beard, is not mixed with the beard. And it was black. So see this face with this wide mouth, beautiful teeth, with amazing eyes, a curly eyelash, thick black, and a black eyebrow, and a rosy forehead with a high cheekbones, rosy, and a big beard in his face sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a wonderful smoother wavy hairs going all the way to his shoulder sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his nose sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not flat nose, neither very long nose, was in the middle. And وصب بأن أنفه دقيق صلى الله عليه وسلم. And also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had a beautiful ear, and they were the size of his ear matched the size of his face and head. They were not bigger or smaller. His ear were the size of his ear matched the size of his head صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And the Prophet ﷺ's head was not a small one. The Prophet ﷺ's head was a kind of big. The Prophet ﷺ's bones in general were big bones. He had a built body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a big body. His shoulder were big shoulder. He has a very wide chest, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his shoulder was up, or were up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than down like that. His leg looks in a very good shape, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. كان ضخم الكراديس, يعني رؤوس العظام. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's skin in general, the color of his skin, was white, and almost, and some parts, it go to like a rosy. And in some part was his color, his skin's color was tan. And this is the area which is facing the sun. Like the Prophet ﷺ's hands and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's foot or feet and his face sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were tan from the sun. But when you see the Prophet ﷺ, forehead, and this part of his cheek. And when you see the Prophet ﷺ's body, like his stomach, his thigh, his back, were so white and mixed with like a kind of rosy. And this shows you that the color of his skin changed because of the sun. So it shows you that he was a human being, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like others. And even his underarm, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was white, so white. And this shows you the original color of his skin, because this part doesn't face the sun. Second thing shows you that he was clean, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not like some people today, male or female, it's not, if they don't take care of that part, it's gonna, the skin turn. If it's not clean enough, to the color will change. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a very beautiful neck, and the color of his neck were white, very close to the silver. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I told you, had a big shoulder, a wide chest, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He was not a fat man, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he was a big man, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He was built. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he might had overweight a little bit in the end of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But they always been described that his chest and his stomach were straight, on the same level. He never had his stomach standing out or bigger than his chest. It always been the same. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان صدره وبطنه سواء. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he wasn't that very tall man, neither a short man. You consider him a tall man. كان للطول أقرب فخما مفخما عظيم الهامة معتدل الخلقة قسيم, يعني تقاطيع جسده في غاية الجمال, بادن متماسك صلى الله عليه وسلم. He had hands, and his hands صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and his palm was, or where his palms, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were very soft. There is a meat in them. Were very soft. Anas said, I have not ever touched something more softer than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam palm. It was more softer than the silk, Anas said. And he had a fingers, and his finger were tall and big fingers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. غليظ الأصابع صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم شائل الأطراف, يعني أصابع طويلة. And his palm were, his palm صلى الله عليه وسلم, were big and wide, not small. رحب الراحة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his finger, as I told you, were long and big fingers. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had knees, and they were big as the rest of his bones, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And his thigh was so white, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as been described in several occasions, that some of the sahaba saw his thigh and he said it was very, very white. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his foot where smooth, and he was not flat. He doesn't have flat feet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Flat foot, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's kind of curvy. What do you call it? Archy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described that when you put the water in his foot, it will not settle because it's not a flat. His foot, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's legs were not big. It were, as a matter of fact, described as أخمص القدمين, يعني دقيق القدمين. They were skinny, his legs, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He doesn't have a big legs, or there's no much meat in them. And therefore, كان أنهس العقبين, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's عقب, which is his ankle, صلى الله عليه وسلم, where there's no meat in them. You can see the ver, the nerve, the Prophet's nerve, because there is not much of fat or meat there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had hair in his body, and the hair of his body sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributed in his body in a way makes his body the most beautiful body. He had كان طويل شعر المسربة, يعني المسربة هو الشعر من النحر إلى السرة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had a hair, and this hair was straight, start from under his neck, from the bone of the chest in the middle, as a straight line all the way down to his navel, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. كذا اسمها السرة. Navel. Yeah. It was like a straight line, not only one line like this, going all the way down. His hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's a lot of hair. But in his chest, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his, the rest of his stomach and his back, he had no hair, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had some hair in his shoulder, on his shoulder, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is hair in the upper part of his chest with his shoulder and in his hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it was not so hairy, a lot of hair. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had something special in his body. He had something it called khatamun nubuwa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the seal of the prophecy in his body. There is a sign on his body shows that he is a prophet. And there is different opinion between the scholars. If every prophet has the same seal in his body, and you describe what seal means, is something in his body which is shows that he, this is a sign of prophecy. Is this seal exist in every prophet, or was only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There is different opinion, but it looks more closer or more authentic that it was exist in every prophet. Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born with it, or sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this seal after he was sent as a prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Also, there's different opinion among the scholars about this. This seal of the prophecy, it was between his shoulder from his backside, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the backside, and it was between his shoulder. صفتها أنها أن هذا ختم النبوة كما روى جابر وعبد الله بن سرجس وغيرهم من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كسلمان وأبي سعيد والسائب وغيره, قالوا كان بين كتفيه كالجمع كأنه بيضة حمامة, غدة حمراء كأنها بيضة حمامة كالجمع, يعني كما جمع الكف, بارزة في ظهره في بين كتفي صلى الله عليه وسلم, حولها ثعاليل وخيلان سود, يعني نقاط سود حولها, حول هذا الختم الذي كان في ظهر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو بين كتفي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, كأنه خراج صغير له نتوء واستدارة كما وصف ولم يكن مشوها بل كان جميلا مجملا. The Prophet ﷺ, the seal of his prophecy, which is exist in his body, it might be sound for you a little bit different. It is different. It sounds different. As a matter of fact, it's a different thing. And the best way for me to describe it to you in English is to say it seems like something appear between his shoulder coming out like abscess, if you can say that, and it was in the size of the egg of the pigeon. The egg of the pigeon. It's a small one, or if you collect your fingers like this, it will be in the size of this, of these fingers together, or the size of the pigeon's eggs. And around it, there is a birthmark, black ones, around it, surrounded. It was in his shoulder, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his back. And this is something special in his body, and it is the seal of the prophecy, as he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his companion, such as Salman al-Farisi and Abdullah ibn Sadr and others. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as I told you, his body sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect. You can imagine now him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We described him from head to toes. Imagine this body which is created in the perfect shape. As you heard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had also, his body had special qualities. And these special qualities, his body had special qualities. Some of them are authentic, some of them are fabricated, some of them are been mentioned by the scholars and there is no proof for it. So we don't believe in it, basically. What is authentic, such as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body was blessed, was a blessing body. Therefore, the part of his body was blessing, was blessed. And whatever comes out of him was blessing, such as his saliva sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, or his even spit, his sweat, his blood, his hair, when he cut his nail sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, all these parts of his body were blessed and were blessing, and the sahaba use it for seeking the blessing, the barakah from it. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shaved his head in Hajj, as reported by Sahih Muslim, he distributed his head among his companion. Distributed his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he shaved his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he distributed his hair among his companion. And some of them keep this hair, they used to put it in the water and drink the water when they are sick, and it will help them and will heal them. And this is only for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only for him. Nobody else. His body blessed in this way. No sheikh, no righteous person, no one can have this quality. It's only for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, they used to bring their children to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order for him to make tahniq, to put a piece of date or the date in his mouth. Then the date will be mixed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saliva. Then he will give it to the children or the newborn, and he will put it in his mouth, seeking the barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nobody else can be asked for this barakah, for this blessing, because this is only him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even his blood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he gave it to one of the sahaba and said, put it in a place where nobody can see it. And this sahabi drank the blood. Even it's haram to drink the blood. But this sahabi made ijtihad, because blood is impure, but the Prophet ﷺ, nothing was from him impured. So he thought that drinking the blood, the Prophet ﷺ blood, would never be impured, would never be najis. Therefore he allowed himself to drink it. And he came to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, don't worry, I put it in a place, nobody will find it. Where? He said, inside my stomach. The Prophet ﷺ had cupping, which is hijama, and the blood comes out, he gave it to Az-Zubayr. They said, therefore, Az-Zubayr was so brave, nobody like him. Rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam body is only for him. It's not allowed to take the blessing or barakah from somebody else. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair or whatever from his body, like his hair or his nails, nothing left up to today. There is nobody had any one of the Prophet ﷺ hair or something like that, and they claim that they have some of the Prophet's hair in Turkey, but this is not true. It's not true. This is not the Prophet ﷺ's hair. All the Prophet ﷺ's hair was disappeared, and nobody know where is it. There is no one can prove that this is the Prophet ﷺ hair at all. Nobody can prove that. So we don't accept it without a proof. Anyway, also, the Prophet ﷺ, one of the quality of the Prophet ﷺ body, that the Prophet ﷺ body would remain as it is in his grave, it will not change. Will not change. The not like regular bodies, after a while change. And the worm or the earth start eating it or observing it. No, the Prophet ﷺ's body will remain as it is in his grave until the day of judgment, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the Jewish tried in the Ottomans' time to steal the Prophet ﷺ's body, and they sent two Moroccans Jewish to Medina in the time of Hajj. And they were trying to dig a hole or a tunnel underneath of the masjid from their home all the way to the Prophet ﷺ's masjid to come and to try to enter the Prophet ﷺ's room where he was buried sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to steal his body. But alhamdulillah, they didn't. And after that, the Ottomans, what they did, they put steel around the Prophet ﷺ's grave from the ground, so nobody can go through it. Also, one of the quality of the Prophet ﷺ, what you heard about his prophecy seals, which exist in his back, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in his shoulder, between his shoulders. One of the special quality of the Prophet ﷺ is that in his grave, when somebody said, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim." اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. When you said this dua, there is an angel will tell the Prophet ﷺ that such and such person and so person made salat on you. And this is something special for the Prophet ﷺ. Also, one of the quality of the Prophet ﷺ's body, that the Prophet ﷺ, when he sleeps, he does not break his wudu. Not like us, when you sleep, you break your wudu because you have no control over your body. But the Prophet ﷺ, when he sleeps, he doesn't break his wudu. Therefore, when he sleeps, he might go straight to pray. He doesn't need to make wudu, ﷺ, even though he used to do, but he doesn't need. He used to say, يَنَامُ تَنَامُ عَيْنِي وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبِي. My eyes will sleep, like my eyes will be closed, by my heart will be awake, aware. One of the special quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in his body, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أوتي قوة 100 من الرجال في الجماع صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is also one of the quality of his body that he has a strong body. He would been given a power of 100 men, a sexual power, like his sexual power is equal to 100 men. He can يعني had intercourse 100 times صلى الله عليه وسلم if he wish. And therefore you see in some of the narration صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم he might sleep with his 9 of his wives in the same time, يعني in the same day. And this is something not equal for anybody to have this kind of powerful. And this is not something to show that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was a person who his main concern is the sex or the sex relationship. No, it is something been described, especially in that time. It's something good in the men when he be describing that he's powerful. And up to date, something the person proud of as a man is something the man is proud of, that he's powerful, he's power, or he's a strong man. And also, it is because the Prophet ﷺ, as you know, he had this large number of wives. For a wisdom, we might mention it when we're talking about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he'd been giving this power sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also it'd been giving to the other prophets before him. Also, one of the special quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body was so strong. He used to fast several days continuing without eating anything. Without eating anything. And he told the Sahaba, I'm able to do that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the power of this. Allah give me food and drink in a special way without eating or drinking. So I don't feel hungry or thirst. Been fed through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a special way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows how. One of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's quality also, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam able to see what is in behind him like what he sees what is in front of him in the same times. He see what is in behind of him in the back as if he see what is in front of him. Some scholars said this was only in the salat during the prayer. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لأرى من خلفي كما أرى من أمامي. And this is authentic في البخاري وغيره, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to see during the salat what is his companion doing during the salat, even though he facing the qibla. Is this also outside of the salat in his regular life? Here in this part we say Allah only knows best. We don't have a clear evidence to support this point. One of the quality been mentioned and has no proof as far as I know, they said the Prophet ﷺ had no shade. His body had no shade. لا ظل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. But there is no proof for that. Also they said that the earth will observe his feces صلى الله عليه وسلم right away. It will take it and will like suck it down. In the same times, it will not remain on the ground. And there is no proof for that. Also, they said the Prophet ﷺ never, or the Prophet ﷺ never yawn, yani yatathab. He never did that because this is from the shaitan, and the Prophet ﷺ protected from the shaitan. But there is no proof for that either, and it seems to be based on proof, but not a very strong one or a clear one.